get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Hello, hello. This is Zen, or the School to Catch a Vibe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Isabel, just filling in, subbing in, and I'm excited to have this slot. I mean, yeah, the 10 p.m. slot is nice, and having a night show. Yeah, I did a 2 a.m. one back in the fall, but I've been doing like 11 a.m. since like this semester, so yeah, I kind of like it at night. So yeah, I'm just my show that I've been doing for the past two semesters is where me and my co-host Emma basically make a playlist around a film that we watch and discuss it. And so last night I watched Leave No Trace, which I feel like I've had a lot of similar themes of like getting lost in the, like, being in the wilderness and having a journey. And so I feel like I don't want to recycle songs that I've done for other films, but I feel like a lot of the themes hold true for this one. Although I think that one piece of this that is unique is that the father and daughter relationship. So I did want to highlight that a little more in some of the song choices that I picked. But I just start out with Fast Car, Tracy Chapman. She was, you know, referenced in the graduation speech at graduation, and I just felt like the song is very apt for their relationship, because the girl Tom, the daughter, has to take care of her father when he gets frostbite and almost dies, and you just see the like bravery and courage that this young girl has. I don't know, I think she's about like 13, so yeah, just a really admirable moment, and very amazing performance. But yeah, it's a very like I liked the pace of it. It wasn't too slow, but I could, you know, follow it, like, and yeah, so anyway, I'll get back to the music now, and play a few more tunes that I found best represented the story of Leave No Trace.
Thank you.
So just to cut in a little bit, that was the, I guess, title or main track from the soundtrack. Yeah, because I think a lot of the other ones are more instrumental, but I did want to just play that. I don't know. I think it's a pretty nice song and maybe something that people have not heard before. So, you know, changing it up. But yeah, that's it. Just my little note for that one.
Headed to the mountains, I'll be back in a week or two. Don't you try to reach me, 'cause I won't pick up for you. I've got some things I need to do.
few more years to go. Don't let the hurdle fall. So be the girl you loved. Be the girl you loved. I'll wait. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. I'll wait. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Suddenly I'm hidden. It's this darkness of the dawn. And your friends are gone. And your friends won't come. So show me where you fit. So show me where you fit. I'll wait. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now.
We need a forest fire.
Remember my name. If I packed all my things and you never saw me again, would you remember that day? Thank you.
There is mountain sounds. There is mountain sound. Now all I hear is mountain sound.
All right. Yeah, I hate to stop our music flow, but I'm just gonna probably say a few words about the film, and then also do our PSA for the hour. I just wanted to comment on the last shot. Again, I'm not gonna give anything away, I promise. I think that it was just a very, very powerful shot. And it is of the wilderness. But, you know, it really encapsulates the title in a very profound way, and I think that the director, I don't know, made a very good choice with the way that it ended. And there's this undercurrent of sadness in this story, and, you know, we are learning about this through Tom's eyes, and I think she does realize more so. She really grows up and sees that her dad isn't, you know, he can't protect her all the time, and that he's not right all the time. And I feel like I'm just rehashing, like, Pinocchio, like the lines that we were talking about way back when, after spring break, when we saw it over spring break, me and Emma, the new Pinocchio, mind you. But, you know, she does become more mature, and she kind of recognizes that their paths might have to diverge. And I don't know, it's a beautiful, sad story as she, you know, learns more about his past, and the place that she plays in that, and, you know, the role that she wants to play in the future in his life, just thinking about that. But, yes, so I guess it is time for a PSA. In the spirit of getting out in nature, I think Tom would appreciate this one, and her father. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name right now, but anyway. Okay. Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. Yes, and with that, we are ready to get back in business. Yeah. I think that was a perfect PSA. It was a new one, too. I never saw it there before. But, okay.
I take what I want. mistakes ever again. I know there's heaven up there. I know there's heaven up there. Yes, there is heaven up there.
Check it out. I call it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters. I saw my daughter send a letter to some boy her age who locked up. First I regretted it, then caught my rage. Like, how could I not protect her from this awful fate? Never tried to hide who I was, she was taught and raised like a princess. But while I'm on stage, I can't leave her defenseless. Plus she see me switching women, pops was on some pimp shit. She heard stories of her daddy thugging. So if her husband is a gangster, can't be mad, I love him. Never, for her I want better. Homie in jail, dead dad. Wait till he come home, you can see where his head's at. Niggas got game, they be trying to live. He seen your mama crib, plus I'm sure he know who your father is. Although you real, plus an honest kid. Don't think I'm slow, I know you probably had that chronic lid. You 17, I got a problem with it. She look at me like I'm not the cleanest father figure, but she rockin' with it. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. Not saying that our sons are less important. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. Not saying that our sons are less important. Yeah. This morning I got a call, nearly split my wig. The social network said, Nas, go and get your kids. She's on Twitter, I know she ain't gon' post no pic of herself under dress, no inappropriate shit, right? Her mother cried when she asked, said she don't know what got inside this child's mind. She planted a box of condoms on her dresser, then she Instagrammed it. At this point I realize I ain't the strictest parent. I'm too loose, I'm too cool with her. Should've drove more time to school with her. I thought I dropped enough jewels on her. Took her for private school so she can get a balance to public school. They too nurture teen talents. They grow fast. One day she's your little princess. Next day she's talking boy business. What is this? They say the coolest players and foulest heartbreakers in the world. God gets us back. He makes us have precious little girls. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. Not saying that our sons are less important. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. Not saying that our sons are less important. Yeah. And I ain't trying to mess your thing up, but I just want to see you dream up. I finally understand it ain't easy to raise a girl as a single man. Nah, the way mothers feel for their sons, how fathers feel for their daughters. When he date, he straight, chip off his own papa. When she date, we wait behind the door with a sword off, cause we think no one is good enough for our daughters. Love.
Yeah, sorry for the abrupt transition there. I just wanted to highlight some more songs. First, we did kind of the nature themes of just feeling healed by the wilderness. And then, yeah, now I'm transitioning more to father's daughter relationships, but like good ones, because that's also, you know, obviously a central part of the film, as I've said. And yeah, I think this film does a lot in what it doesn't do, really, because it, you don't know a whole lot about them. There's not a lot of, like, not a whole lot of backstory, and you really have to, like, I guess, work for kind of putting the pieces together. I don't know, sometimes I do like reading reviews from Letterboxd, because the show Unboxed is kind of like a riff on that, which is Letterboxd is a movie review site, and sometimes people have really good comments on the movie. And so there was one that I was looking at. I mean, and I guess also just Nas, Fathers with Daughters, like, and also that you want your child to be better than you, I think, and learn from your mistakes. I think that that was, that's how you know that you've done your job. Like, that's kind of like, I guess, a lesson from this movie. There was a really long one. That, I guess, yeah, maybe I won't read this because it might take too long, but I'll read a little part of it. Leave No Trace is a reminder that you don't have to be alone in the torment of this world, but you do have to find a place where you fit. I think that's short and sweet. And with that, we will get back to the rest of our music. It's more father and daughter themed to round out the hour. Yeah, hope you enjoy.
Well, right. we go now? Where do we go?
Right, this is Zen, or The Skill to Catch a Vibe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys so much. It's been a fun hour. I hope you enjoyed this change of tune, and yeah, it always goes by so quickly, but I'll lead you out with one final song, and call it a night.
If you leap awake in the mirror of a bad dream, and for a fraction of a second you can't remember where you are, just open your window and follow your memory upstream to the meadow in the mountain where we counted every falling star. I believe the light that shines on you will shine on you